School textbooks, they're outdated.
Answers with Ken Ham, former public school science teacher in Australia. Ken, surely publishers would want to keep their school textbooks up to date, so in what ways are you saying that many are outdated?
You know, as a former science teacher myself, I've noticed a pattern in the textbooks of public schools and colleges over the years. Publishers do try to keep the textbooks updated with the latest findings and scientific advances in most areas, except for the sections dealing with evolution. I got hold of a couple of textbooks from school districts in different states in America, and I carefully went through the chapters that dealt with evolution. I found that many of the arguments for evolution that had been thrown out years ago by the scientific establishment, they were still being presented dogmatically in these texts. Arguments such as embryonic recapitulation, that was discredited 50 years ago. The horse evolution series, that was greatly modified in the 70s. Vestigial organs like the appendix, supposedly having no function, well, this was refuted many years ago. And the list goes on. Why do textbooks still contain these outdated arguments? Well, it's difficult to say for sure, but I suspect it's because the authors so want students to believe in evolution, they're hesitant to remove these seemingly powerful, even though they're discredited, arguments.
In reaching today's society with the gospel, it's important to be able to refute evolution. That's the theme of Ken Ham's newest booklet, available on our website, answersradio.com.